I'm calling to order the Senate Committee on Redistricting for April 8th, 2011. Sorry that was so loud. I'm Suzanne Bonamici, and I'm going to pass the gavel to the House co-chair.
Call to order the House Committee on Redistricting for Friday, April 8th, 2011.
Thank you all for being here today. I want to thank Portland Community College Rock Creek and especially Dana Haynes, who's here over on the side there, for helping to arrange for us to use this space today here at PCC Rock Creek. So thank you so much. So this morning we are meeting together the House and Senate Committees on Redistricting. We have a couple of members who are joining us today from districts that are in this area. We're going to start today by introducing ourselves, and let's start down at this end with Representative Cameron.
Good morning. Representative Kevin Cameron, I represent South Salem, East Rural Salem, Almsville, Turner.
Good morning. I'm Tobias Reed. I represent District 27, which is Beaverton, Raleigh Hills, Murray Hill, and that area.
Hi, I'm Sean Lindsay, representing House District 30, which is Rock Creek across the street, and Hillsborough, North Plains, also co-chairing the House Redistricting Committee this session.
Hi, Chris Garrett, District 38, Lake Oswego, Southwest Portland.
I'm Senator Suzanne Bonamici, representing District 17, which is where we are. It includes parts of both Washington and Multnomah counties.
Senator Chris Telfer from District 27, which is sunny central Oregon.
And I'm Bruce Starr. I get to represent Western Washington County in Senate District 15.
Good morning. Mark Haas, Senate District 14. That is Beaverton in Washington and Multnomah counties.
And Representative Boone has joined us as well. Representative Boone, would you like to introduce yourself?
Representative Deborah Boone. I represent House District 32, which is most of Clatsop County, most of Tillamook County, a little bit of Columbia County outside of Vernonia, and a little pinch of Washington, including Banks and Gales Creek, and a little bit of Gaston.
Thank you. And I'm going to talk just a little bit about the logistics. We've had several of these hearings on the road so far, and they've gone smoothly, and I know this one will as well. As you came in, you were handed some information that has some maps and population statistics for the local districts. There's some maps there for you to look at, and whether you answer the questions on there directly is up to you, but we're really hoping to learn about communities of interest. If you brought written testimony with you, please hand it to the staff as you come forward. There's two seats up here, and you can hand it to Jill here, sitting with us. And I'm starting by handing Jill some written testimony that came in from a Deborah Knapp in Gaston, Oregon, to make sure that gets on the record. If you want to submit written testimony after the meeting, you can email it to the committee. The redistricting email is oregon.redistricting@state.or.us. That's at the top of the handout you received. If you can't remember that, or if you lose your handout, it's very easy to find that information. If you just Google Oregon State Legislature, there's a redistricting tab over on the right, and that links to the email. I want to let you know a little bit about what we're looking for here as we're out in the communities around the state. Our task as redistricting committees is to redraw the districts, and the legislative provisions that we look at, the statutory provisions that we look at, say that the following criteria are to be used when apportioning the state into congressional and legislative districts. The districts need to be contiguous, of equal population, use existing geographic or political boundaries, not divide communities of common interest, and be connected by transportation links. Our law also says that no district shall be drawn for the purpose of favoring any political party, incumbent, legislator, or other person, and no district shall be drawn for the purpose of diluting the voting strength of any language or ethnic minority group. We also have a requirement that the two state House districts need to be nested into a single Senate district. So those are the 32. Is that better? Okay. So when I talked about how the statute requires that we not divide communities of common interest, communities of common interest is not defined, and that's why we're here, to find out what our... I'm going to call two people at a time, and I'm going to call you in the order in which you signed in. So I'm going to... Oh, I didn't see. Representative Harker came in. Representative Harker, welcome. Would you please introduce yourself?
Thank you. I don't know if I should address you as Madam Chair today or not, but... Thank you. I'm Chris Harker, a representative from House District 34, which gets most of the way out here. It's all Beaverton and unincorporated Washington County. I'm sorry I'm a little bit late, but I'm happy to be here.
I'm going to wait just a minute to see if we can get rid of the status.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just looking at these numbers on congressional. It looks like Portland, well, first of all, each congressional district here in Oregon, each of the five have to have 766, 215 population in them. I see that the city of Portland now has 583,776, well short of that goal of 766. It would seem to me that we kind of want to maybe keep Portland together, very similar to Medford, very similar to Bend. Would you agree that keeping Portland kind of as a whole for congressional representation would make sense?
Absolutely, Representative. In fact, in my written testimony, I believe those very things. It's mind-boggling to me, frankly, that 15% of Oregon's population has three representatives, fully 85% of the population's outside the city limits, and it's unconscionable to me, frankly, that they're so overrepresented.
Any other questions? I do. You mentioned something, this isn't really a question, but you mentioned something about fingers and peninsulas, and we've heard that term before. I do want to refer people, there was an excellent column in the Oregonian today and about redistricting, and it was written by the nonpartisan groups Common Cause and League of Women Voters, and they do talk about how the shape does not necessarily mean if there's a finger or a peninsula, to use those phrases, that does not necessarily mean that the district was gerrymandered. Sometimes the district can look like it has a particular shape to keep together a community of interest. So I just encourage people to keep that in mind with your testimony, that does not necessarily mean that there's a district that's drawn for reasons that aren't permissible. There may be a reason to keep together a community of interest. So I just want to refer people to that.
I'm anxious or I'm eager to provide testimony on this side of the table. I'm not in your shoes.
Appreciate that. And I also noticed that that in one of your written testimonies, it said something about we look forward to your decision in July. We plan, I didn't mention the timing, we plan to, after the hearings, have some maps that we will start putting out to the public for comment after the public hearing process. We expect that will be the end of April, so it could be into May by the time we have something, but we'll have plenty of opportunity for people to come in, either to the building or to look at the maps online to provide a testimony. We do have to be finished with our decision by July 1st is our statutory date. Thank you. Representative, before you go, Representative Parker has a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks, gentlemen, for your testimony, and I just want to throw out that my district starts at the county, District 34 starts at the Multnomah-Washington County line up in what Portland refers to as West Hills, and it runs out to 185th, and I agree with comments that the boundaries like 185th make good sense, but I have a Portland mailing address. I have my kids on the Beaverton School District, and I live in unincorporated Washington County. So explaining to the kids as we're growing up why no, we weren't going to be voting for a mayoral candidate in Portland. No, we weren't going to get that vote in Beaverton either was always interesting. And while we are in Washington County, and the majority of my district runs, well, I already described where it runs to, we spend a good deal of our time in Portland, as do the people, many of the people who are in my district. And that's a big social magnet. It's a big work magnet. My business has had two different addresses in the 12 years it's been out of my home. One was Portland. The other one, a mile down the road, was Beaverton. So it's tricky stuff up in that area.
Thank you. Yeah. Representative Dunn?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just want to comment on the news. Yesterday at 5, I popped out of the computer that would have been a program that would kind of adjust our lines. And we captured an area trying to, we have a game, in my case, we're going to gain 4,000 people. We tried all, every which way to do it, and to try to keep in mind the county lines, roads, physical barriers, et cetera, geological barriers, and town lines, too. And it was a little challenge, and a lot of that you capture in one case to pick up the rest of one county. For me, there were 4 people, so it's a pretty big chunk of real estate. So it depends on the county, and it's all about the numbers.
Thank you so much. And next we're going to have Randall Bateman and Rick, it looks like Roby, R-O-B-Y. Welcome to the committees. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, one of you want to go ahead and start?
Okay, my name is Randall Bateman. I'm actually here as a private citizen. I'm not representing any particular organization. I live 8 miles west of Banks on Highway 6. I think I live in that little bit of Washington County, representing Bowen. Nice to see you. I've never had it before. I've lived there for 10 years. Chairman made a comment about islands and peninsulas, and perhaps they don't. Well, I should feel like I live in an island or a peninsula or something out there. My family's been on our land for 126 years. Fifth generation in Oregonia, very proud of that, and I intend to stay there. But I don't feel like I've really had any representation in state government since I've been here. Because I think I am out there on a little peninsula representing a very small, or at least, I don't know when these boundaries were drawn, but they don't make any sense to me anymore. I looked at the standards and the little handout that you gave us, and the first one being community of interest. It talks about work, schools, shopping. Well, I don't see a connection between myself and Banks and Tillamook. I don't get it. I love those folks who go to the coast, but I don't see what connection we have in terms of politics or representation in the legislature. The second standard was geography. It talks about contiguous areas. Well, I think we just say that as municipal. I've never clocked it, but I think it's 30 between that. I know I live around Mount Hope 40, and Mount Hope 1 is in downtown Tillamook, and there aren't a whole lot of people in between me and there. And there's a big boy out there. I know there's a lot of hell. I see him in my backyard, but there's no people. And I think our area definitely fails that notion of the geographical test. We have a lot more in common with the folks in Banks, the folks in the Plains, probably the folks in Vernonia, maybe even the folks in Forest Grove and Bearport and in that area. I know the standard is somewhere around 60,000 folks to form a district, but I can't imagine there are enough of us to have a district on the east side of the coast range. The third standard is transportation. There's one road, Highway 6. I don't use it unless I'm going to the beach. So, I know folks go the other way, but I would just quote my state rep. I live in that little bit of Washington County, quote unquote, and I don't feel like I'm well represented. And no offense, it's not that. It's just that we don't have anything in common. In fact, I think she lives over on the coast of us. Those are my comments. I really think we need to change this, and I can't imagine we wouldn't, but I know there are other factors. And if we're not in the gerrymandering district, it sure looks like one to me. Thank you very much. And I want to thank all of you for your service as well. I don't know all of your names, I know several of you, but anybody who's willing to step up and do what you do, I'm very, very impressed and very grateful for your effort, whether we agree or not.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you. I really didn't have any prepared remarks. I want to thank you.
If you'll start with your name for the record, please.
I have a small community bank in downtown Hillsborough. I believe that I'm well represented in my area. I understand what Randy is alluding to in different parts of our area. I hear those comments, and I would just ask you to be thoughtful of what those folks are doing. There are some of us that are pretty well satisfied with what we have. They're not looking for you to change everything in the world. So that's the perspective that I'm coming from, and I appreciate the process. And any feedback that you can give to us sooner than later is much appreciated. So thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Senator Starr?
Thank you. For Randy, as it relates to banks, there is another road connection that maybe doesn't exactly go by your piece of property, but Highway 47 is a route that links some communities in western Washington counties, including Banks, Vernonia, Forest Grove, Gaston. Do you see that as being a more of a community of interest than perhaps Banks and Highway?
I think it really is. Thank you for bringing that up. Clearly 47 is a north-south route that goes up to Vernonia and right back down through Banks and Timberville Street area if you want to go that way down to Forest Grove. And so we are definitely, I'm sure there was logic for creating this district many years ago at some other time. I don't know what it was, but I know that the population has changed dramatically in our area. And the connectivity is much more direct with Vernonia, north and south, down through Banks and Gale Street.
Thank you.
Other questions? Representative Lindsay?
Thanks. And just for the record, and just for the members of the committee's interest, if I understand correctly, Gaston is represented by Representative Matt Wiener, who lives in Wilsonville. You got Banks, which is represented by Representative Boone, who lives in Tillamook. You've got me, that represents North Plains. And it looks like this community of interest, 47, the north-south route, is divided at least three ways. For the record, I'd just like to say it seems pretty clear that it's dividing at least that community of interest. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Any other questions? thank you for your testimony. Next, we'll have John McWilliams and Karen Olson. No? No testimony from Karen? Okay. Karen, do you want to come up with John? No, but she didn't have... Okay. So we'll have with John... how about David Hatcher from North Plains? Welcome. John?
Morning, Chair. Well, I'm and this is a big process, and I know that you are undergoing a real process because it's going to take some time and effort to get this figured out.
Could you please start with your name for the record?
John McWilliams, Cedar Hills. Also, that's House District 34, which has more people than it's allowed right now, so I need some shifting for our population. My main reason for being here is I don't have a lot to say other than that in Washington County, in Monroe County, Flanagan County, I would like to see that all of the communities of interest within the urban growth boundary. And that's basically my things that I would like to see. And it's kept together, but also using the urban growth boundary, it's not the outside brain.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And Mr. Hatcher. Sorry.
My name is David Hatcher. I'm the mayor of the city of North Plains. I'm going to talk about two subjects. The first one is that North Plains is a divided community right now. And I ask that you keep it in the redistricting, that you bring it all in together in the same district. And the second thing is that the other community of interest that we have is Tualatin Valley. North Plains is a Tualatin Valley city. The way the districting is right now is that we're right on the edge of both the Senate district and the representative districts, and that I ask that you don't redistrict us into like Columbia County or
any questions? Representative Lindsay.
Madam Chair, I'm Eric and Steve. Would you agree that North Plains, Banks, Vernonia, Gaston kind of have more in common than North Plains and Hannesbourne? Would you think of that? In my mind, that seems like a good community of interest. And to tell you the truth, I represent North Plains and Hillsborough, and I think there's kind of a good change when I drive from Silicon Forest to North Plains. And I'm wondering if you'd agree that those areas are a community.
Yeah, Banks is a sister city. Okay. Gaston is like a south
Vernonia. Even Forest Grove.
Yeah, Forest Grove, yeah. Vernonia, yes. I mean, there's a lot of community there, so yeah.
Representative Harker.
Thank you. Thanks to both of you for being here. John, you are one of my constituents, as you pointed out, and also pointed out that we need to shed a few people in this redistricting, and you have actually spent more time on the streets and knocking on doors than I have, I believe. And we have a couple of areas that are candidates for being moved into another district. One is the small portion that extends just west of 185th, and there's this area that ends just south of here, which is one of the only parts that's north of 26 and east of 185th. I have mentioned those as areas to the people who are on the committee as possible areas that we might lose. Do you have any feeling about those that you might add to the community's body of knowledge here? that is really spot on. I was going to say that there are, I would concern that House District 3 has moved record than they need. And so does so 34, so I can see that several out there are going to make another House District by combining 34 and 33. I don't know if there's a possibility.
Thanks.
Representative Lindsay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And for the record, Representative Parker and I, we our districts butt up against each other right on 185th, and I represent the west side of Rock Creek. I've been told that Rock Creek shares the same school district, and Rock Creek, of course, is on the east side and west side of 185th, and it's been divided by representation over the past 10 years. Has that caused any problems, that division between the west and east side of Rock Creek, number one, and number two, or do you think that Rock Creek is one very special niche of a community?
Well, I think area you're talking about is called Somerset West. And I think that's an area in itself that both the Rock Creek is in itself. And there's a little bit of separation there between and use Rock Creek more to the west. And Somerset West is definitely in the east of 185th. So that's about all I have to say that I know about that.
So just to confirm, would you agree then that as it's divided on 185th, that's all right, that's not...
I think that's pretty good.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Go ahead.
One more question. We're talking about separation. We're talking about, I heard somebody say they want to be task force together, both task force buildings. That's pretty large. So, inside of the 185th. So, that could be a concern as well.
Any other questions? Thank you very much. Next, we'll hear from Rachel Lucas and Lisa, it looks like McAllister. You going to start, Rachel?
Sure. Yeah.
Can you start with your name, please?
Rachel Lucas, and I'm a five years in the staying house for the last 4 years. And I've had a full-time job since I moved here, but I do work part-time as a music teacher and a master's in my family. And I don't have a great testimony since I moved to myself. A few years ago, I got spam in my email titled Portland Dairy Works. And I thought it was pretty funny because I laughed when I saw the Clackamas Barbie with a Chevy truck and the Rainbow Jeans. But that's pretty funny. Then I laughed even harder when I saw like a single Barbie with her Lexus and a Starbucks card. But I was a little bit stunned when I saw the Beavers and Barbie. This is what it said. Beavers and Barbie. This modern-day homemade Barbie is available with a Ford minivan and matching gym outfit. She gets lost easily and has no full-time occupants. Traffic jam and cell phone solves that. Okay, well, I had a Ford minivan. And I wear athletic clothes every chance I get, even though I've never seen the inside of a gym. And up until it was illegal, you could keep me driving with my cell phone glued to my ear, talking to my kids. Now it's a Bluetooth, and I'm still talking to my kids, even though they're grown. This spammer had me begged, and I think you know where I'm going with this. If a spammer can grasp the nature and personality of a community in Barbie dolls, then I think that the legislature can do the same. It's not that hard to do. We moved to Beaverton because of faith and family and our top priorities. I put gainful employment to help my subjects. And we brought a minivan to carpool with other moms who share the same values that I did. And from the time that they were minivan, I had a cell phone just so that my kids could be one cell phone call away. I was the first one in the family to get home. Then my daily church goer,
At our church, there are over 100 people who attend daily, along with my husband and I. We're a community, and it's obvious. When I look at the current map across District 27, it goes all the way almost 2 blocks from the zoo in Sherman Hill in Multnomah County, all the way to Murray Hill in suburban Beaverton here in Washington. These aren't communities that exist, and they aren't geographically similar. In fact, the church that I attend is 5 minutes from my home, and it's not in my house district.
Excuse me, Rachel, your 3 minutes are up, so if you could wrap up. Sorry.
Yes. Well, basically, there's nothing in common with me, 2 blocks from the zoo, and my church. I do have a common that should keep us in the community.
And if you want to go ahead, and then we'll do questions after
sure.
You folks spoke.
So I have to follow. My name is Lisa McAllister. My family and I lived in Bangsorden for 8 years. I served on the City Bank's Planning Commission for 6 and served the Commission for 2 of those years. I'm here today because the issue of redistricting has the capacity to mold and shape the community via fair or unfair political representation of the communities in question. While on our planning commission, I saw instances where a simple decision or lack thereof resulted in long-term consequences or denied opportunities and options for an entire community. I urge you to respect the urban, rural, and suburban nature of all districts. The government statute clearly speaks to the importance of recognizing communities of common interest and respecting the makeup of those communities. People in Washington County either rely on or value the area for its natural farming or natural resources, or rural farming rather, and natural resources and agricultural-based businesses and the relative lifestyle a community of this type offers. That's why I moved to the area and was the driving force in my being appointed to the Planning Commission. The preservation of the area and my desire to actively reflect the concerns of the citizens of that area were a decisive factor in most decisions made as a commissioner. The current 1st Congressional District is made up of a significant portion of urban Portland and Multnomah County, combined with the very different areas of Washington, Texas, Columbia, and Yamhill counties. Ready for that sentence? Rural farming and natural resource-based areas have few mutual community concerns and interests in common with people in the Pearl District, downtown Portland, etc. It's important to respect the makeup of these areas in order to preserve choices for everyone and grant them all fair representation. I was very surprised to find out that these communities have been gerrymandered, or appear to have been, and obviously that they're in favor of a particular political party. I want to encourage you all to use your best wisdom, to tap into your finest character in making this decision, because this affects the entire state, all the communities, and all citizens. And I want to thank you for your service as well. Some very great points have been made, and I just want to say that I'm not here to talk to you about numbers, because you all know what those numbers are. I'm just here to someone that had to make difficult decisions regarding citizenry. It can be done, and I know that you can do that. This is not something that our Secretary of State has to do.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. I want to start with a question for Rachel. You heard, I think, Representative Harper's comment about the living in unincorporated Washington County, having a Portland mailing address, but being in the Beaverton School District. And Representative Harper's House District is half of my Senate district. So I wanted to ask you, you said something about moving to Beaverton, and I know we have a couple of people here from the city of Beaverton, and I mean no disrespect, but, you know, Beaverton is sort of patchy. It's not a contiguous city. So when you talk about your community, And you talked about the 100 people or so who go to your church on a regular basis. Do those people all live in the city of Beaverton, or do they consider themselves Beaverton even if they live in Washington County, unincorporated Washington County, with a Portland mailing address? Do you see what I mean? It can get a little confusing out here.
That is in my district. Clear up at the top of Sheldon Hill, and I can guarantee you those people have nothing in common with the people right there in our little community. And it does divide right down the street. Parkish, right down the middle of the street. You know, there's on one side, there were political signs for one district and the other for the other. And the same right there in Edgen, driving down Hart, the same, it's clearly cut right in the middle of communities that have common interests. Does that answer your question?
somewhat. I'm more interested in whether the people, you talked about the community of Beaverton, you referred to it as a community of Beaverton. Do those people all live in the city of Beaverton, or do some of them?
I honestly don't know. Okay. It's 100 people that just go to Gateway Church, so I don't know exactly where all of them live. But I do know that the gentleman sitting behind me is also in my house district, goes to the same house with me, and is also not in the same district as his church.
Thanks. Representative Lindsay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, I've taken a closer look here at the map, and I see that the House District 27 looks like the very southwest corner of that is around Shoals Ferry and 170. And then the top, the northeast corner of the district, it looks like it's at the cemetery to stop on Sunset Highway. I'm wondering, if you were to drive from the southwest corner to the northeast corner of that district, is there one road that could get you there, or would you have to go through several districts to get you there?
Other question?
Thank you. And maybe Representative Reed can answer that a little bit, address this. Based on the areas, I've been on those roads a lot of times, I'm wondering if you can talk to that a little bit. I would think that you have to drive through two or three districts to get from the southwest corner to the northeast corner.
No, I think so. I think Shoals Ferry goes pretty directly. Show on the map that the rest of it can see, but essentially it goes right up through the middle. There's a little bit to the east of Shoals area, but you can get it pretty much there in Shoals area.
Other questions? Senator Harris.
Chair, just on that comment, the House of 27, that when I see the Multnomah County line there, there's no demarcation lines, no big razor fence or anything. Those neighborhoods of the Bryan Mountain School District, which is an unincorporated area of Multnomah County, look a lot like my neighborhood, which is Raleigh Hills, unincorporated.
Yeah,
in Washington County. And though there's a shopping area of grocery stores, I always call it Murderer's Row because there's a Safeway, Seasons, and Albertsons, and Giant Fat Myers there. And, think about all the plastic bags of storage. It's much easier for those people in the Bryan Mountain and in Multnomah County area to come down there and shop because that is where they shop. I know there are a lot of people there, and it's just much easier for them to come there. And I'm just sort of anecdotally, one point out to the committee that there was a Beaverton farmer's market, the largest farmer's market in the world. And it is so popular. It's proverbial. My people come from miles around the island. And we go there almost every weekend. As a parent, you understand the value of having something for your kid that is fun and free. And a lot of people from that area we're talking about go to that farmer's market and in those stores. And the one thing that there is in common there, if you want to talk about transportation, is Shoals Ferry is sort of the spine of that entire house district.
Yes, but the Sherman Hill part of Shoals Ferry has nothing in common to do. You can make the argument that I buy the spine, whatever. And actually, the farmer's market, which is right down the road from me, is not in the house district. it's really not. Then have us try to make the
West Hills area, which is unincorporated, make that a district. Don't cut the money right in half.
Thank you. We're going to move on. Thank you very much for your testimony. Unless anyone else has questions? Thank you very much for your testimony. Next. Sorry. Representative Cameron has a question.
It's not for the panel, but Representative Parker made a comment previously about you had let the committee know about some areas that you wanted to change in your district. I didn't even hear those comments, and I'm wondering if Representative Parker led and testified before the committee about the comments he's given to the committee members.
Representative Cameron, it was in one of the questions that he asked.
What's that?
It was in one of the questions that he asked. He just said, I'm sorry, I'll let Representative Parker answer that.
I think that maybe I misspoke, but what I was trying to say was solely that I had conversations with people in my community, not with people in the community here before. And when we are looking for areas, my district needs to shed a few being angry. And there are a couple of places, and you can see them in the maps that we have here, where there are little pockets east or west of 185th. And I don't choose to lose either of those areas. I don't want to lose any area. Recognizing that I have to drop some population in aggregate, I was asking John, if there was Johnny Williams, if he had any insight into a reason to lose or to keep any of those districts that just seem to be candidate areas because they are on one side of a boundary or not.
Just to clarify, I heard that he had given input to members of the committee, and I hadn't had that.
Representative Cameron, just in the question he just asked. Okay, next we have Mark Gregg from the City of Banks and Jeffrey S. Smith. Welcome to the committees.
Madam Chair, while they're approaching, can I just make a comment that, you know, as current representatives of various areas, we need to be very careful about talking about our current area, but it's not an ownership thing. And you know, District 27, just to pull a number out of here, could be totally different. I mean, we're not necessarily going to take existing lines and use it as a balloon and just push on it necessarily. I mean, that may not be the approach that we take. So I just want to let everybody know that we aren't necessarily talking about shaving off just a corner or something like that. They could be totally new lines drawn all over the state. So just a little caution.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you, Senator.
And that's a good point. Had offered that up as a possibility because of all the give and take, and because when we think about communities of interest, it's not apparent to me that the small slice of the neighborhood that is east of 185th is any different than the portion that is directly west of 185th in this particular case. So I was addressing those concerns.
Thank you.
Welcome. Who wants to start?
Thanks, I will. Mark Gregg, City Bank, City Council. Mainly here first, sorry to mention the rest of the testimony previously from City Council Banks, supporting the redistricting process that we're getting at, which is very challenging. Also, that resolution expresses our belief of our community of interest. I have summed up by his words, we are Western Washington County. We are not, and no disrespect is thrown into the coast, we are not coastal community, coastal economies, there's an outrage to us. I appreciate Senator Telfair's comments just a minute ago. I really hope you look at not taking existing boundaries and dragging the ends of lines around, but you really need to look at the 30,000 foot view of the state. Coastal economies, maybe those we must need to stretch, but the numbers in Washington County, there's potentially a new district to be formed in there, not just swinging with the boundaries. When you look at, elementary, junior high school kids, the former social studies books, they learn the region topography of Oregon, and it's Oregon goes, Willamette Valley, South Bedford, South area, climate region, Eastern Oregon. Start with elementary textbooks, look at geographic regions. All across
this is across the cascade of those streams. That's not in the basin interest. It is laid out very well here in the basin interest. Obviously, thanks to the city where we were. We don't work with those who work with Hillsboro, Beaverton, Forest Grove, or any of those banks. That's our economy. I just want to win those Forest Grove, Hillsboro areas. One thing we can share, one thing with the Dakota Central Model School, or its schools. That's about one thing we share. The rail line we did have, we the Tillamook was washed out from the place. Highways, 526, 476, all the great transportation. Our transportation is coming from or without any economic development out of town for future commercial activities that we're going to based on the economy of Hillsboro, Western County. Any economic growth we have is going to be because of success of the county, not any economic growth.
Thank you. Mr. Smith?
Yes, Jeffrey S. Smith. I live in Oriole Park, Washington County. However, I'm completely surrounded by the internet. I was right on the road with Hillsboro, so I am that particular community of interest. I'm here as a private citizen this morning. I am a candidate for an RPS in office, and I'm excited about that. I'm also gratified to see my state representative, Representative Butler, as well as my state senator, Senator Bonamici, as presiding officer of the state.
Thank you, you too.
I have 3 points I want to make. First off, I want to encourage the community and the legislature in general to complete the process within your walls. We've had the process with the Secretary of State several times. I don't think the results have been as good as they could have been. As a matter of fact, the issues that have come up, I think, are directly related to that process. The fact that we have a newly split House, a newly split Senate, split House, I think it gives you the best opportunity we've had in a long time to come up with a bipartisan approach, and I want to encourage you to do everything in your power to get it done there. My specific concern has to do with the process of districting as it has been done in the past. We've heard Representative Boone's district referred to more than once, where it splits the division town of Astoria, swings down through the river, crosses the Cascade Range, the Red Range, comes to the rural Washington County, nibbles a little bit at the edge of Columbia County, and then comes a little bit into the outskirts of Hillsboro. I'm trying to figure out where the community interest is in that, in the most geographical, all sorts of local boundaries, and I don't think that's the way to office in the community. I feel a little bit of all that with the testimony that you can give. My other concern is with the congressional district. As has been pointed out, the city of Portland has enough people in it to give you 2/3 of the congressional district, and yet it is represented by 3 different congressional districts. There's no reason in the world for one area, for one city, to have representation from 3 different congressional districts. Set that one aside, let it be one, and let the others be more or less on their own. With that, thank you.
Thank you. Representative Boone.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and to everybody. I just wanted to let you know I don't have any currently asked for just go back to my list. That's actually completed.
But it still is the outskirts of Astoria is still a part of your district, is it not?
Yeah, I know.
Actually, you go right into the center. It still splits that area, and that was my fault.
Senator Starr?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for your testimony, both of you. Mr. Smith talked about Representative Boone's district. I just wanted to bring to the testifiers' attention. We would be Senate District 13, Senator Larry Jordan's current district that goes from Hayes in Western Washington County all the way down through Newburgh, through St. Paul, and takes in the city of Kaiser. Similarly, it's very hard to identify a community of interest that goes from Peg Lake and Gaston all the way down through three counties, taking portions of different again, those kinds of districts, I'm hopeful that this committee, this body, the legislature will say, you know, those don't make a lot of sense. Let's have more compact districts. You can come and comment on that if you'd like.
Actually, I've been meeting several examples in already.
Representative Reed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Councilor Gregg, I'm wondering what you can tell us about the situation the banks have relative to the urban growth boundary.
We're in the middle of setting our 25-year urban growth boundary after this meeting next week. We're having a second hearing on the end. It's been ongoing for a few years, but that comes to the end of the process. It's been an EPD expansion. You have residential and commercial industrial property set aside for areas on our commercial industrial. One way to grow is off the success of Washington County. One way to and develop growth in that EPD is to get Washington County. I live in a newer town and to maintain kind of the Intel employees and contract workers in that neighborhood. We are employed by Washington County. That's our our farming community, generational families, community members.
Go ahead.
Could you comment, that's helpful, could you comment sort of on which direction you sort of see that growth going? I mean, I think it's sort of alluded to a connection with Intel and other people, but which direction do you think that's likely to go?
Physical direction or is that economy? Physical. Current maps, actually, it's a little bit on the other side of town. West to live, east around all or so the south by the cities. We know where railroad comes into town and sports are filmed, it's a one end railroad that doesn't go across the coast.
Certainly appreciate all the testimony that's been given and expect will continue to be given about community benefits as obviously one of the criteria, but as I think about the numbers, imagine a lot of districts that might exist that combine two different communities and use to reach the sufficient number, or that, thinking about some of the specific streets that have been mentioned, the line has to be drawn somewhere, and obviously we'll be arrested to have good logical reasons for that, but I have to figure out a line that doesn't divide the two things. So, that's one of the criteria, but a lot of different criteria to balance all the things that we have to balance.
Thank you, Representative Reed. Representative Lindsay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Councilor Gregg, this question for you. First of all, I'd just like to say that you have a beautiful city. A good friend of mine lost a child out there, just 6 weeks old, and buried her out there, and it was a beautiful service. The city came together and supported that family. A great city that you have. We heard testimony from Mr. Bateman, from Mayor Hatcher of North Plains. Mr. Bateman lived outside of Plains, and now from you. Their testimony was that they had more in common, North Plains, Bain, Vernonia, Gaston, that rural part of Western Washington County than they had in common with the coast. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I had that in a lot of the government operations. We work together. We have obviously emergency services mutually with each other in that area. We also have working relationships in both works. We share resources when one has a dump truck that has their needs to move back and forth and share. We have multiple committees and groups within the five cities of Western Washington County who are membership of things where we work with those that are planning economic development. So at the government level, we work
okay. Thank you very much for your testimony. And next we have Kevin Hahnbaum and Adele Pelletier. Welcome. Kevin, would you like to go first?
Thank you, and thank you for taking the time to be here this morning. My name is Kevin Wilmot, and I represent the Mayor's Chamber of Commerce this morning. As John and Denzel from the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce testified earlier, the job, typical job you're challenged with is really immense, and we appreciate the time you're taking. And it's not as we've heard this morning about where elected officials live, about where current districts are, but about areas of community interest. As Senator Telfer said, we really need to look outside of just popping out local lines here and there. Primary issues need to ensure that we're all represented equally and the communities of common interest are served. Washington County's population has grown by 18.9% since the year 2000. That means there has to be some changes. Some legislatures may actually end up living outside of their current districts. But redistricting isn't about partisan politics, as we've seen sometimes in the past. It should be about serving unique communities. Some of the unique communities are Beaverton and Tiger and Nestor, Raleigh Hills, Cedar Mills, Bethany. Social and localized, the economic interests are banded together and not morphing them with areas in Southern Hills. 10 years is a long time. What does all this mean to the Beaverton Chamber of Commerce? Our community of interest aligns more closely with historic neighborhoods and city boundaries and the rest of Washington County. As we've heard from a number of people, unincorporated Washington County adds a little twist to everything because they have Portland addresses yet in the Beaverton School District. In Beaverton, we're served by Walton Valley Fire and Rescue, where we're serviced by Walton Hills Park and Rec District. And what we find is that many things align themselves to Beaverton School District. And we look at that as the defining community of interest that comes down fairly solidly. We're more aligned with the rest of Washington County than we are with Multnomah County, even though in some places that we're right next door, our population for a great part of it orients out of Portland rather than in Portland. Our industry, schools, jobs, shopping are for the most part here in Beaverton area, here in Washington County. Thank you for the time and thank you for all you're doing for our communities.
Thank you, Kevin. Adele?
I'm Patricia Dale Pelletier, and I live in the unincorporated area of Sherwood, on the west side of Sherwood, in the county. And I guess I would, you could consider my community of interest in a word or two words, and that would be septic tanks. Because we're on septic, and we're on wells. Now, we're in District 26, that's District 26, with Matt Hemberg as our representative, and he also has Sherwood. Now, the city of Sherwood just went through a great discussion over where they're going to get their water and whether it's going to come from the land, et cetera, which is very interesting, but to me, totally irrelevant. And I would like my representative and also my senator, Senator George, to be able to focus more on issues that are of importance and relevance to me. You know, I'm very selfish in my representatives. And they are also representing Wilsonville, Sherwood, and also a strip of Aloha. Now, you look at just the density of population, you have Aloha, which has apartment buildings, very condensed area of living. You have the cities of Sherwood and Wilsonville, which have the other, and then you have out where I am, which is generally 5 acre lots for parking. So to us, what we consider a small lot and close neighbors is not at all what somebody in the lower would consider. And so to allow our representatives to more adequately focus on what our issues are, which right now they do a very good job. You know, they're very easy to contact. It's fun. Very easy to contact. But I would just like them to focus more on us and perhaps take the area out west, out in Taylor Mountain and Old Peak and that area as an area of interest.
Thank you. Questions? Representative Lindsay, then Representative Garrett, then Representative Reed.
Thank
and then
you,
Representative Sir.
Ms. Pelletier, we have something in common. My wife grew up in Sherwood. She's student body president there, and all of my in-laws are from there, and we got married in 97, and I've seen how fast Sherwood has grown. I'd just like to make one comment for the record, and that is, for the benefit of the members, is if you take a look at House District 30, which I represent, in the southeast corner, there's a little peninsula, truly a peninsula, and I live just a couple blocks away from it. Interestingly, that is House District 26, represented by Representative Wiener, who represents Sherwood and Wilsonville. So that's, I would dare say that Hillsborough has less in common with Sherwood and Wilsonville on that little peninsula, and I think that's a perfect example of something that they need to be fixed.
Representative Garrett, and then Representative Reed.
Could you say some more about where people in urbanized eastern Washington County and Beaverton, where they go to work? What are those commuting patterns? Where do those people... my sense is that many of them tend to gravitate eastward toward the city of Portland for their work rather than into western parts of Washington County, but I think I heard you say maybe something different. So could you elaborate?
I would say this, and I haven't studied traffic patterns, so I can exact definition, but I would say certainly the split between people who gravitate east and people who gravitate west. And if you get up at like 6 in the morning, going into California, Hillsborough, Intel, it's packed. Going into North Portland, it's packed too, and vice versa in the afternoon. And if you look at that, if you look at 217, the commute patterns on 217, people are heading from this area towards, like, Oswego, towards Tiger, maybe up by 5 in Portland. So I can't say you if I had a demonstration yet exactly which way you were feeding on that, but it's certainly split.
Representative Reed, did you have a question?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, Representative Garrett asked me questions.
Senator Starr?
Thank you. And after your name, thank you. I think an important point you just made that on Highway 26, that it's at during rush hour, it's a busy going in the morning coming out to Hillsborough or toward Washington County, it's going in tomorrow. So there's jobs centers in Hillsborough, and there's job centers in Portland, and folks are commuting to where the work is. And Ms. Pelletier, can you just comment again about the communities of interest that you see and how the particular House District and Senate District you're in and where you see the linkages, perhaps not between Sherwood and Wilsonville and Kaiser, and more towards?
More west, Chenewa Mountain and even toward Ball Peak. I also would say that you could look at where we're serviced by Washington County Rural Fire Department and the Washington County Sheriff, and as opposed to, say, the police of the fire or Tuolumne Valley Fire. And so we just need to look at the service of those same.
So can you comment on the school district that you currently live in?
Yeah, the school district would be Sherwood. But yet, maybe 2 blocks away, you could say blocks, there's children that go down to Newark.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Representative Lindsay?
I have one last question, Ms. Peltier. Do you think is Sherwood, I know you're on the outskirts of Sherwood, do you think that Sherwood has more in common with Wallaton or more in common with Wilsonville?
I personally think they have much more in common with Wallaton. I know that all the conversation is always Wilsonville, but I personally happen to go to church in Wallaton, and there's a lot of people from Sherwood and Wallaton. Much more so than we go to Wilsonville. We look at shopping between Sherwood and Wallaton, not into each other.
Wallaton Sherwood Road.
Yes, Wallaton Road. And of course, Wilsonville, we have to get on the freeway or take the traffic to get to.
Thank you very much. Okay, next we're going to have Linda Peters and John Calhoun, please. Welcome.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I appreciate it very much. Just some sort of thought-provoking comments that I have rather than specific suggestions this morning.
You need to start by putting your name on the record.
Years, you know, address as well.
No, just name.
What's curious to me about the whole concept of community of interest is that, in fact, demographically different areas have, over the long term, sustainability interests that are more complementary than they are competitive. For instance, both urban and rural communities have interests in each other functioning well. When some legislators represent urban areas and others represent nearby rural areas, it makes sense on the surface, but it's easier for each to be acting on behalf of one constituency and see the other constituency as an opponent. City leaders may be aspiring to grow, for instance, into the very surrounding farmlands that provide their historic character, their scenic attractions, and a good deal of their economic stability still. Rural folks may be so concerned with defending the turf that they overlook opportunities for different kinds of growing and marketing, for instance, and to take advantage of the markets for local organic foods. I could argue that each suburban or urban edge legislator should have to represent both kinds of communities in equal proportion where they are in the U.S. So that each legislator comes to appreciate how interactive and how interdependent rural and urban economic areas and communities really are. It would be hard for one legislator to support or facilitate legislative attacks on organisms, land use planning program, and this transportation planning program as well. Or attacks on agencies which implement those, it really got the importance of resource protection to the well-being of all your constituents. And it would be hard to overlook the needs and the challenges of aging urban areas if it impacts on the inner district, along with the inner suburbs and some rural agriculture. So perhaps we should be thinking in terms of districts that represent more complete communities. Maybe all the districts on urban edges, for instance, should contain a proportional balance of urban, suburban, and rural. And all those legislators should become experts on the interaction, the interdependence, and the balancing of those issues.
Ms. Peters, your time is up.
So will I hope.
Thank you. John?
Hello, my name is John Calvin. I'm here on a private capacity. I've been in the same place in Southwest Portland for 27 years. During the majority of that time, I worked in Washington County. I've been a member of the high-tech community for the entire time. And the high-tech community, frankly, stretches from Senator Starr's district on the west.
As new young families and as a retired and very happy grandmother. In recognizing the redistricting decisions that you must make, we urge you to consider school districts, neighborhood associations. They're very active here and very instrumental and helpful in welcoming not only new people, but making life much easier for, I would think, elected officials who seek to better understand their constituents. And the transportation corridors that exist in our district. Those include Shoals Ferry Road, the Beaverton Highway, Highway 26, and Olson, all of which provide an enormous amount of flexibility in accesses to services and goods. Thank you.
Thank you. You want to go ahead, please?
Got it.
Mr. Meyer.
Good morning. My name is Lloyd Meyer. I live here in Washington County. We're all a community of interest, a broad spectrum of people, Hispanics, African Americans, Republicans, Democrats, men and women. And I personally can't believe that there are Oregonians that believe that there are other Oregonians with whom that they have nothing in common. I think we should have a good mixture of farmers, business people, school children, college students, and Latinos, and other groups. Some of what I've heard this morning is, hearing today is the epitome of what we call in the business world a silo mentality. Moreover, to divide along religious lines, we might create something like what Northern Ireland was a few decades ago. And worse, if we divide along economic lines, we run the risk of something probably a little short of class warfare, but at least hostility between the classes. I had this idea that for the congressional districts, that really what we should do there is divide from the Pacific Ocean to the border of Idaho, cutting across Portland, Eastern Oregon. That way you have a good mixture of rural, urban, rich, poor, dry, wet. And this would be something that would link all Oregonians together. To conclude, I think it is much more about just geography. We're all in this together. You folks sitting on that side of the dais and us sitting out here in the auditorium, and we all call Oregon our home.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Are there questions? Representative Lindsay and then Representative Reed.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Mr. Meyer. I agree with you. This is kind of the drill de guerre, and it's kind of a fun process. And Ms. Barkley, if I said it correctly, you live in Raleigh Hills. How would you drive to Sylvan, the cemetery, in the Sylvan Hill there on 26? And then conversely, how would you drive if you wanted to go to Shoals Ferry 170? How would you drive those two areas in the car?
When I go over the hill to the cemetery, as I would call it, I take Shoals Ferry up and over. I don't know all the names of the streets, but there's a back road, and I think it's 25th, that something back over down to the Barnes Road. And when I go down Shoals Ferry, I go all the way.
Representative Reed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Ms. Barkley, for being here. When I'm not at the Capitol, I work at Nike, and I think about some of my colleagues and where they live, and then also sort of the where people in our neighborhood and other folks in the district I represent tend to spend their time outside of work and so on. So I'm wondering if my experience is consistent with what you described in terms of people having pretty common links between the metro, the more urban part of Portland, and the parts that are in District 27 currently.
Yes, I agree. I'd like to give a story about my son and daughter-in-law. She works at Intel. He works at HP. They chose to live in Raleigh Hills, Bridle Mile area, because it's halfway in between, and one of them could get to the kids if there was a problem fast enough. I routinely take Shoals Ferry up to 26 and on into the city for the cultural environment, and more routinely shop in the Raleigh Hills area, in Washington Square, in the Beaverton Town and City Market.
Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you very much for your testimony. We have then Ted Crawford and Joe Holloway next. Mr. Holloway?
Crawford.
Is Joe Holloway here? Then let's have Jeff Dyke come up, please. Welcome to the committee. Want to go ahead?
Yeah, good morning. I'm Ted Crawford. I'm the mayor of the city of Dundee. Dundee does not have a resolution supporting my position. I'm just here to put a position of reason. So I'm part of Senate District 12 and House District 24, and I'm here because there's no public hearing in my area, so I had to come up here to meet. There's going to be a teleconference probably in 2 weeks, but there is city council business occurring during that time, so I'm here today. Dundee is a mere 2 miles from Newburgh, yet it's a different Senate and House district. We are certainly communities of interest. We share a school district. We share a park and rec district. We share a police department. And we also share a Chamber of Commerce. And one of the most important things, as you all may know, is we share a bypass, the Newburgh-Dundee bypass, a $192 million project that was in House Bill 2001. Yet we're still not in the same district. Dundee also has a large commuter population to Portland metro area jobs. That's similar to Newburgh. Both Dundee and Newburgh have rapidly growing wine and hospitality industries. And we are not communities of interest with other primarily agricultural-based cities in particularly Polk and Benton counties is where the Senate district goes clear down to Philomath, which is radically different than the communities of Dundee and Newburgh. In the broader picture, wine industry, transportation issues, same county, geography makes us fit closer with Newburgh, McMinnville, and Dundee as communities of interest. And we are not related to Kaiser, Sherwood, and Wilsonville. So that concludes my comments.
Thank you. Mr. Dye?
Hi, and thanks for listening to me. I'm a resident of...
Would you say your name for the record?
Oh, Jeff Dyke, sorry. Thought everybody would know me from my political career that was short-lived, but I live on the west side of Forest Grove, just on Washington County. I don't know what district I live in because when I moved there in 91, I voted in 29 for almost 20 years. I was accepted my nomination to run for District 29. I was awarded the primary for 29. And shortly thereafter, they said, no, you don't live in 29, you live in 26. And the reason for that was the tax lot I live on is 100 and some acres, 120 acres, give or take. And the district line was drawn down the paved road and then took off on this little creek that is no wider than this table. So I would ask, one of my points, that you don't cut tax lots. Maybe stay on the paved road so whoever's reading the tax or the district maps can understand them and get us in the right district when we do run for office or whatever. The other comment that I heard a lot when I was campaigning was that Gales Creek is really more a part of the western Washington County district than the coast district. I think that's, what, 30 or 32? And so a lot of the constituents out there just asked that when it did happen, that if I'd make those comments. Thank you
for your testimony. And Mayor Crawford, thank you very much for coming up this way. We tried to get hearings around the state and reach out to as many places as we could, but we did not get to Dundee, but we appreciate that you came. And questions? Senator Starr.
Thank you for Mr. Crawford. Dundee has more in common, in my estimation, with perhaps Newburgh, but also what about Yanhill Carlton? What about like the communities of Amity? In the Willamette Valley. Can you just comment on what other communities around Dundee besides Newburgh that you might see more in common with? You're saying apparently that there's not a common interest with McMinnville, but if you can just a little bit broader picture.
But there is a common interest with McMinnville. Okay. I think the wine industry is a common thread, and also the transportation issues with the congestion on 99W make us work together in cohesion trying to address those transportation industries problems. And also the wine industry is a common thread, and it's also a common thread with such communities as Carlton and probably Yamhill. But as they grow more agricultural-based and less commuter traffic, that's the kind of the key theme between Newburgh and Dundee is that we're within the commuter distance to go go into the Portland area. We're within that hour distance, but yet there's also a large number of Intel people that live in Yamhill and Carlton and Gaston that commute to into Beaverton and Hillsborough. So there is a commuter aspect to it that makes us a community of interest, and then also the wine industry as well. But they're not necessarily the same as Newburgh and Dundee, which are more towards Portland area and Lake Oswego type commutes.
Thank you, Chair.
Questions? Representative Cameron.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Mayor Crawford, thank you for your testimony. You just mentioned a term there, a commuter interest. Regardless of where they're commuting to, the people that live in the area have that common interest is that they do commute, even though they're going different directions, some to Portland, some to Hillsborough. Can you define that a little more for us?
If you live in McMinnville, I think I look at it in terms of if you're within an hour of commute, it's a reasonable commute. And McMinnville is probably slightly out of that window, an hour and 15 minutes probably with traffic issues to get to the downtown Portland. And those people might commute up to Hillsborough, which is more like a 35, 40 minute commute. And I'm an example of that because I used to work for Intel, and I would go up to Hillsborough, and now I work in like Oswego, and they're almost the same distance in Dundee, so I can go either way. But McMinnville would be much more of a challenge to go all the way through the one stoplight in Dundee to get to Portland. That makes the commute kind of unreasonable.
Follow up, if I may. And is that commuting done in public transportation or in private vehicles, mainly in their interest?
Mostly private, but there is a Yamhill County Transit that goes all the way to Tigard, from McMinnville to Tigard, and that's a commonality we share with McMinnville, as we share our public transportation.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your testimony. We have one more panel, Will Moore and Manuel Castaneda. Is there anyone else who's arrived who would like to testify? Anyone else? This will be our last panel. Welcome.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Well, one of you start. Please state your name for the record.
I'm Will Moore. I live just outside of Banks on the farm that I grew up on, that we've owned since 1860. Anybody who would stand at my house and look at the districts we're in, being 32, 16, and 1, and to say that it is divided by anything other than the interest, political interest, would have rocks in their head. And we live in virtual representative purgatory. Between 15 and 20% of the voters in District 32 live in Banks and North Plains, Representative Boone's district. So our say there is virtually nothing. We have the same congressional representative that takes care of the Pearl District. And we have, of course, District 16, Senate District 16, which is, of course, on the other side of both a geographic and a logistic boundary towards the river. So it's very frustrating. There's no need to point fingers at the past. The past is the past. What we need to do is orient it as it is designed by the law in terms of community, in terms of geographic logistics, and in terms of common interest, economic, et cetera. There's a natural connection there that runs Highway 47 from Vernonia down through Yamhill to McMinnville, all relatively similar economic interests, and certainly a lot of community interests. Virtually all of the regulatory processes in the state of Oregon have completely missed what I believe their charge is, which is to establish and support community. Certainly the land use laws have completely dismembered that, and this the current configuration has dismembered that as well. So my family from 1878, when my great-grandfather was in the legislature, to myself, have been actively involved in making Western Washington County and the north end of the Tualatin Valley a community. And this is absolutely in opposition to everything we've tried to do to build that community.
Thank you for your testimony. Mr. Castaneda?
Thank you. I'm here. I'm going to have to admit that I didn't even know what district I lived in until recently. And then I found out that I was put together with many other people that have
ID.
Very little. My name is Manuel Castaneda. I live in the Cooper Mountain area. I'm here to ask for a divorce from the Pearl District area. Basically, I found that the people that live in our area are together with other people that have really no, we don't share a lot of the same interests. And, I mean, bless their hearts if they want to, people want to live in congested areas or ride their bikes, that's great. If that's something that they aspire to, but we have our neighbors and ourselves, we have different interests and aspirations that we would like to be together with more folks like from Wilsonville or Tiger or something other than the Portland or downtown area. I have the written testimony and you can read it there. Thank you very much.
Any questions for this panel?
Madam Chair.
Senator Starr.
Thank you. For Mr. Moore, particularly living in the Banks area, Highway 47, links a number of communities that are similarly situated, obviously, except for Forest Grove being would clearly be the largest. Would you care to comment on how maybe Highway 47 would create a community of common interest?
Well, it absolutely does. I mean, granted, demographics have shifted to some extent, and it's not all rural anymore, but it is still substantially rural throughout the whole area, and Forest Grove is still supported by a rural mentality. There is some commute to Portland and the metro area, but it's fairly similar along that whole corridor because it's all within a commute distance. They are, for the most part, we are broken into small communities that our life evolves around those small communities. It doesn't evolve around the metro area, even if we do drive there for our work. I certainly have much more in common with virtually anybody along 47, call it Carlton, call it Gaston, call it Vernonia, professionally and personally than I do with anybody east of 185th Avenue.
Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you very much for your testimony. Before we adjourn, I want to let everyone know that we have received written testimony for the record that has been received and entered into the public record. We received testimony from David Bean from Multnomah County, Tom Gaskill from Coos County, Liz Toy from Marion County, Jenny Webster from Coos County, Michael Kohlhoff from Clackamas County, Wilsonville, Don and Ann Darby from Washington County, Walt Schroeder from Coos County, Janice Thompson on behalf of Common Cause Oregon, and Teresa Gorman, Washington County, Hillsborough. Finally, someone has lost a gold earring. Aaron down there in the front row has that. If you could see, Aaron, if you have lost a gold earring. Before,
that's Representative Cameron's.
Before we close, is there anyone else here who would like to testify?
The one I left in the 70s.
Our next hearing is at 2 o'clock at Portland State for those who are following us. And after that, tomorrow, we will be in both Oregon City and Gresham. The schedule is on the website if anyone is interested in following that. And with that, I will adjourn the Senate Committee on Redistricting.
Adjourn the House Committee on Redistricting.